This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It has been weeks since we've been able to bring you Tech Talk, and we have a full hour. By the way, before we get started on the program, if you've missed Tech Talk, or you can always go to the website, WCCRadio.com, and we have them all archived there in part podcast form. So Tech Talk is available via podcast, but we are live today. And the key, if you want to talk to Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call or text 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And Doug, thanks for joining us. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Steve, and I really am. I'm doing quite good today. So, yeah, it's a great day. You know, there's so much news to talk about, I wouldn't even know where to begin today.
Yeah, there is a lot of news, that's for sure. And the one thing that I want to bring up right out of the gate again is AI. And, you know, people hear about it all the time and what it means. This is moving very rapidly, and I noticed something, and I don't know if what I changed or if I inadvertently clicked the button. But at work here, and I have my full-time job during the week, there is now an AI feature, and I didn't necessarily want it, where it will summarize an entire thread of emails in a few sentences, which is amazing to me. But here's the problem with all of that. Where is that info stored? Who has access to it? I don't want to be overly paranoid.
How did it get on your computers?
Well, here's the thing, though, that you can have AI write an email, and sure. I've talked about that before in the program. No, I'm perfectly capable of writing a short email without the help of AI. I'm even capable of writing a longer email or even a letter without the help of AI. But what I've noticed is, and this is in my Gmail accounts, my various Gmail accounts, It will summarize longer email threads, and that info is stored somewhere. That's coming from somewhere.
And that's Google. Gotta be.
Yeah, for sure. So what I'm wondering is there's got to be a setting, and I haven't played around with it. But I think people have to be a little bit leery of how this is just sneaking into everything.
Well, you know, the top guns in AI now, I've read several articles, and they're talking that AI is already taking over the world in the background. It's already here, and there's no stopping it. And, I mean, these people got a look on their face like, whoa. And you're a prime example of this. Google's been talking about rolling this out, but See, I haven't been using my Gmail very much at all, and I don't have real long conversations. But I'm going to see if I can produce that to see if it just comes in. I would certainly think that they would let you know that you're going to be beta testing for a while, or we're rolling out this new feature, and it's going to take place on such and such a date. See, it sounds to me like it just took over.
Well, yeah, and once again, I could have clicked on something, because you can, when you start an email, you know, say, hey, do you want AI to help you write this email or whatever?
Nah, and, you know, I don't see that. I don't see you doing that. You're a good user, and you pay attention. I can understand what you're saying, but I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, in my private Gmail account, it isn't doing that in longer email threads. And it's only in threads where it kind of summarizes what I'm saying. Bigger picture is that this is something where it is here, and people should read about it and stay up to date on this as much as they can, because wherever government regulation is, it's miles behind. It's kind of like when the internet was
decades
born.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm thinking we should be thinking in terms of decades there. Yeah, it's going to take a long time. Well, then once the U.S. government starts to move forward in this, now we got to coordinate it with the rest of the world.
And I just don't see it. It's one of those things where I think people just have to make peace with the fact that the genie's out of the bottle, and any attempt to regulate is just way too late. We talked about this in the early days of the show, where the World Wide Web was kind of the Wild West, and you need to protect yourself. And I think it does go back to the best you can do is kind of stay away from sites and businesses you aren't familiar with, and just hope the businesses that you deal with, say, for instance, your bank or your credit cards or wherever you get your information, that they are credible and doing the right thing. It gets back to kind of sticking to the main roads, and when you go off the main roads, be very careful.
Oh, you bet. And this business has taken off. I think this is a feature of Gmail. And now, you don't have it on all your Gmail accounts, just your work account?
It doesn't appear to show up. Just my work account, where it will summarize long email threads. Like I say, I had to play around with it.
And yeah. At work, are you set up with Google Workspace?
Yep.
Your administrator might have turned it on. But here again, they're so conservative where you work, I can't believe they wouldn't tell you this. I think it's Google. I do. I think it's Google.
And what I'm saying is that, you know, on the surface, it's kind of convenient. You pull up a thread, and it kind of like summarizes the thread and all the key points in that thread, because sometimes work emails, you go back and forth and so on and so forth, and it kind of sums it up. So in that respect, it's cool, but it makes you wonder about where that data is, where it's going, how it's being stored, and, you know, that gets back to what I was saying a moment ago, bigger picture, about it's probably more important than ever that you know who you're dealing with when you're on the World Wide Web.
Yeah, and even with all of the, I think I've got it under control, I am really not confident that I do. I don't know. I mean, there are literally hundreds of thousands of lines of code in a computer with almost every function we make today. I just don't know what could be happening in the background. I don't know how you could track it if it's if it's that intricate. That I've been concerned for a while myself. Seriously, this is I like the term "the cat's out of the bag." That's perfect.
Yeah, genie out of the bottle, whatever you want to use.
Oh, it is.
It for sure is something to keep an eye on. And really, the only thing you can do is, once again, from credible sources, read about it, read about what's going on, and once again, you know, tread lightly. Hey, Doug, one thing I did want to bring up, I bumped into a guy at my full-time job who's still running a Windows 7 machine, but he said it's time. And I want to get your thoughts on this because there are people out there that have an older laptop. It may be running fine. They may be cruising along okay. But the question was, should I spend the money to upgrade that computer to be able to update to a later Windows version? Because obviously you can't update a machine that old that's still running Windows 7. It won't allow him to update to, say, for instance, the latest version. Should he upgrade that computer, spend the money, get a new computer, or look at another operating system for that machine?
You know, interestingly enough, it really would depend on how well that hardware was running. If it's running really good, I would say, you know, open up a search engine, go to Google or Brave Search or DuckDuckGo, and type in Windows space X, like Xavier, dash L-I-T-E, Windows X Lite. You can download a version of Windows and upgrade without a TPM and without all kinds of stuff. But make sure you got your data backed up. It isn't necessary to buy a new computer if you really don't want to. There's all kinds of information on YouTube and the internet on how to bypass it and download it from. But this is your cleanest and simplest method to do. Step by step, you download the file, you install it, and rock and roll. Now, I would suggest that this individual, if they've got enough disk space, to just do a separate operating system next to 7. That way they won't interfere with anything. But you can bypass all that stuff today. Now, if the machine is having some difficulty, yeah, you might want it to be taking a look at a new computer. And be aware that new equipment today, if you're looking at a home PC that doesn't have a $10,000 worth of bells and whistles, you don't have to spend a lot of money. These little mini PCs are mind-boggling. They fit in the palm of your hand, and they're just like, it's an animal. I wouldn't go too small because of cooling, but yeah, check out Amazon and just go slow and get plenty of memory. I'd suggest 16 gigs of RAM with anything with got 11 Windows 11 or 12 or beyond. And memory's cheap today, so. And I would always suggest to get the fastest hard drive up possible, which will be an NVMe, or it looks like memory. Some manufacturers are starting to combine RAM and storage space now. And I think it's going to confuse people. I would really pay attention to what you're getting for hardware if you decide to go shopping. But yeah, you don't have to anymore. You really don't. And let's not forget about Linux. If this is a home computer, experience them both. You could put Linux on and install Windows 7 and 12 underneath Linux. And that kind of solves all kinds of problems as well. People have options today. That's the point.
Yeah, and instead of maybe going out and upgrading the hardware in that computer, first thing I told them was, if you don't want to spend that money, I brought up something you did about potentially Linux. I also said, you know, if you were going to spend money on updating that computer, you might be better off if you're just out on the internet paying bills, checking on your bank account, that sort of thing, watching videos or whatever. Hard to beat a Chromebook.
You know, God, yes.
If you're not a heavy user, might be the way to go.
You know, over the last couple of months, I'll bet you 10 people have called about a new computer and 8 of them purchased Chromebooks. It just makes sense. If they're using it to get on the internet and read email and look at pictures and get stuff from their family and online video chats and that kind of stuff, that Chromebook is absolutely spot on. They really are. And you can spend a little bit more money and get a little bit bigger monitor and higher resolution. And they're beautiful machines. They really are. That's one thing I'd say hats off to Google. They're doing a good job with the Chromebooks. They really, truly are.
All right. We have a couple of calls waiting, but we need to get in a break first. We have Dean and John. Hopefully, Dean and John, you can hold on through this quick break, and we'll be right back. Tech Talk, Steve and Doug here on a Saturday. News Talk, 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is Tech Talk. We are live today because the Twins played tonight. Twins in Colorado to play the Rockies. Colorado won it 6-4. They got off to a quick start, held off the Twins. Minnesota had plenty of opportunities but couldn't cash in. By the way, Doug Swinhart is in for the entire hour. If you have a problem with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, Doug's the man, and the number is 651-461-9226, and you can call or text. We have a couple of folks on the line, and let's get to those calls right now, and let's start with Dean. Dean's been waiting. You're on with Doug.
Well, good afternoon.
Hey.
How familiar are you with AutoCAD?
Oh, a little bit. It's been a few years, but what can I help you with?
Well, I purchased a computer a couple of years ago with the condition they put AutoCAD on it for me.
Okay.
And now AutoCAD, I've lost my command line, and I can't get it back, and I can't reload it. So I'm trying to figure out how to get it to work.
Oh, my. That's bizarre. And you're running that under Windows, I think, too, correct?
Windows 10. Yes.
Yeah, I would, and were you able to get a hold of AutoCAD? Do they know what's going on?
They tell me to buy a new one.
A new computer?
A real old AutoCAD Lite from 2000.
Oh, yeah, no, that's your only alternative then. That's it. Yeah, Microsoft has changed something that's actually creating a corruption. And if it's below AutoCAD and in the operating system, you have no choice but to update. Unless AutoCAD has some fix, which they might, but it really depends on how old it is. Now, are you buying a service contract from AutoCAD as well or no?
Nope.
Okay. It's probably time to upgrade. Now, if you give me a call next week, I could probably help you locate some open source CAD programs. Yeah, you might have to relearn them a little bit, but there's some out there that will stand toe-to-toe to AutoCAD, and they're free.
I'm going to have to look for those then, because I really need the thing, but it's not working.
Yeah, yeah. Give me a call if you want some help. I'll help you out.
Yeah, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. And, you know, Doug, there is built-in obsolescence in everything. You know, I had a great old Epson printer that worked and worked and worked, and then finally there just was no modern operating system that would drive this old printer. It was a fantastic piece of equipment. It was just a tank and did beautiful work, but after a time, and I think that just says that, you know, at some point, it's very difficult to keep this running. The only example I can say is that we still have a operating Windows XP machine off the internet,
excellent,
of course,
excellent,
even off the network, and it still runs a high-speed inkjet machine at the printing company I work with. And XP runs great, and this machine runs great, but you can't have it on the network, and you can't have it online.
Oh, that's absolutely correct. Well, you know, 20 years ago, Steve, we were telling people that, you know, you got to think in terms of the computer is like dog years, 7 to 1. And then within a year or so, we were talking 10 to 12 years to 1. I think even that's accelerated today to be about 25 years to 1. So if you've got a 5-year-old AutoCAD program, you might think of it in terms of being 125 years old. Seriously, the technology has accelerated to that level. And if it's on the operating system level, that's below AutoCAD, there, you really don't have much choice. It's time to just bite the bullet and go. And AutoCAD's a pretty testy program, but it absolutely is sophisticated. I can't take anything away from AutoCAD. Not a thing.
All right, let's go to John. John, we'll get you in before the weather break. You're on the air with Doug.
Hi, Steve, and most importantly, hi, Doug.
Well, hi, John. What's up?
Is there a way to recover a lost password for a Wi-Fi router?
If you have Xfinity and you've got their DVR, you can, and you got the voice thing, you walk up and you say, "What's my Wi-Fi password?" and it'll display on your TV. That's the only way I know of. And I know,
okay,
Xfinity is all about security.
Okay.
But if you have any other way than that, but it's not that big a job to reset your router and just go through your devices. I'm sure you and I online could probably go set it back to default and be done with it and within a half an hour or so, depending on how many devices you have. Not that tough.
Huh. Okay. Well, that's good advice. Thanks, Doug.
You're welcome.
All right, John, thanks for the call. And that gets back to passwords, and I think we should get into that in more detail following the break and talk about managing passwords, where you keep these, putting them, writing them on tape and putting them on the bottom of your keyboard, probably not the most secure idea. So let's get into that. Because I think some people and password managers can be problematic as well.
Oh,
and as you interact with more things, and you shouldn't be using the same password for stuff and so on and so forth. Let's talk passwords when we come out of the break. By the way, okay, if you want to visit with Doug, here is a number on the program. 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. That is the WCCO talk and text line here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart is in for the entire hour. And if you missed part of the show or want to catch earlier shows, a lot of great info as always, and you can do that at WCCORadio.com, and you can search for the podcast WCCO Tech Talk, and you'll be able to listen to the shows and spread the word. We certainly do appreciate that. Hey, Doug, I know on occasion you will work on machines, but What should people do if they need an upgrade to their machine or they want to put in a solid-state drive? Who do you recommend? Where would you go to get some work done on a laptop or a desktop? And once upon a time, you used to do a lot more work. Who do you recommend? Where do you go?
Well, I think if I didn't have anywhere else to go, I'd take it right over to Micro Center. They'll do good work for you. And don't be afraid to go online and take a look at some of the local guys. And I would just say this. If you're working with a technician that you don't know, I always charge people flat fee, and I never would bill one nickel unless they knew about it up front. I think flat fee is more than doable with computers. Now, if you're doing a custom program or something, that might be different. But yeah, people shouldn't be needing stuff like that, not for the home. Yeah, I really like flat fee because you know exactly where you're at, and if it isn't done right, they got to do it again, and you're not going to pay again, and it kind of gives you a little bit better position. I would not hesitate at all to take it to Micro Center. They are going to do good work. They really are.
Yeah, and it is one of those things. I think when you're going to take a machine off-site, one thing you want to do, because you never do know, is back up your data. And that goes
Absolutely.
Without saying. You want to make sure it's backed up if you're going to send it. You never know what's going to happen. And then beyond that, you should go to a reputable shop, check the reviews, et cetera. And
sure.
That's always very important. Doug, we have another. Go ahead.
Well, go ahead. Hello?
Let's go to the text line. Some antivirus programs such as Bitdefender promote using a VPN when visiting financial sites to make transactions. even when operating from home? Is that overkill?
Yeah, you know, the thing is I've come to the conclusion that all these antivirus companies and malware companies that are selling protection, every one of them is offering a VPN. And VPNs are not anywhere near what I think people think they are. Yeah, they're not really a protection device. They're supposed to be a privacy device. And you would be amazed at how many banks will say, wait a second, you can't connect with that. I remember setting up several VPNs and getting into Royal Credit Union, and there were several that would not be accepted. And that was per the bank. I think when you log on with a secure layer to your bank, if they're going to let you know if there's anything wrong between that link. I don't really think you need the VPN. And remember now, with all the VPN companies out there, there's about 10 major companies, and the rest of the, I'm sure there's hundreds, are some kind of layering, bought and sold and bought and sold. And it's not what it's been cracked up to be. I would not encourage anybody to get a VPN today. I really wouldn't.
Yeah. And it is one of those things where, you know, generally, if you're dealing with a reputable financial institution, right, and your network is password protected, and in that URL, it's HTTPS.
That's right.
You should be in good shape.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah.
That's exactly correct. Yeah, the secure layer link has put an end to an awful lot of, you know, people today are awfully afraid of what they're going to run into on the internet, and it's just not that much anymore. And I think the reason that is because so many of the past vulnerabilities have come into our computer through a worm virus. They crawl from computer to computer to computer, like ransomware did. Well, it just spreads like wildfire, and people, it's like a plague. That if you've got a good antivirus, and I think that the pros are getting ahead of this now, thank goodness. And I know that I just don't think that we need to have the level of fear that we had even 5 years ago. It's getting better.
Yeah, and once again, I haven't had any issues, but for the most part, every opportunity we'll use a dual authentication. And,
smart,
and that
yeah.
Simply log in with your password, and then they're going to kick something back to another device, maybe a tablet or a smartphone, and then from there you can authenticate. And I just think that is very good practice, especially when dealing with a bank or a credit card.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And passwords, it's still going to remain, I think, for a good long while, your best level of protection. I really do. And password managers, you had mentioned, since I've got Proton Password Manager, I haven't had one issue. This thing is just a piece of gold, and it will create passwords that are 12 and 16 characters, and you have no problem accessing it ever. And once a week, I believe, they will actually do a password scan and a security scan and let you know if any of your information is on the dark web or from stuff. I had something come back from MySpace. Do you remember MySpace, Steve?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. This was like 28 years ago. That
long time.
Somebody still has that password, and it's just an old password. But I went in and I changed the account and deleted it completely. And now that's done, they can never display it ever again. So I'd forgotten all about it. So I just love Proton Password Manager. It's just the best tool.
Yeah, and you told me about Proton. Once again, I use it now very sparingly. I'm easing my way into it. And at some point, maybe when I move closer to retirement, that'll be kind of my go-to as I segue out of my old accounts that I have, even my old private accounts. I might move in that direction. But I have been using it, and it is very handy and very well designed. People should check that out. It is something people could play around with and may like it a lot.
No doubt. And I would also mention, too, I know that you have a Yahoo account.
Yep.
You hang on to that.
Yep.
You hang on to that. That's a they're gaining back again. They have been over the years, just a kind of a slow, steady climb. You don't count out Yahoo.
No,
they're right there.
I still use it for all my play-by-play sports stuff. I kind of use it in that. It's been a good account. I give them a few bucks every year. It's not a lot of money. I have plenty of storage, and I can find emails from 20 years ago on that account.
Yep.
We played that game on the show couple of months ago, but it has been a good account. So, you know, I have the private Yahoo that's been around forever, an old Gmail account, and then I'm playing around with Proton. But I did want to get into that before we quick break. You're a big fan of that password manager, and it is crucially important that you are not using passwords on multiple platforms. Say you got a Gmail password. That is very crucial for Gmail and all of that. But you don't want to be using that for bank accounts or credit card accounts or any of this other stuff. You want to keep those unique.
And if I may, when you get to a site and you're going to sign up with something new and it says, oh, here, sign up with your Facebook account.
No.
Sign up with your Google account.
No.
Sign up with that. And they're starting to expand that. Now I'm seeing them with LinkedIn and X, which, of course, you know, that was Twitter. Don't do that. Yeah, keep it separate. Each login should be its own holy ground. It really should. Those credentials are important. They truly are. And I just don't like the commingling of passwords and credentials. I just don't like it.
Now, the only thing that we are required, for example, at my full-time job, we have Google Workspace, and we have some other ancillary programs we use at work, and they want us to log in, say, for instance, to manage our PTO, we use a program, and we use our work Google account to get into that. Now, that is recommended by the employer. That has nothing to do with personal. Agree more, though, with your personal private accounts. Do not mix and match passwords, and don't use that Google login stuff you talked about.
No. Stay away. Just think if there happens to be a if maybe there maybe it actually happened at Google. Maybe they've got a disgruntled employee. Yeah. We don't know. Just think of the damage that could do if you had that set up with 50 accounts. You wouldn't be dealing with just Google at that point, which is difficult enough. You'd be dealing with all of them simultaneously. Oh, my.
Yeah, and by the way, before we wrap this up and go to break, once again, a text. Password manager, you're a big fan of. Folks should go to proton.me.
Perfect. Yep. Perfect. And set up a free email first. And they do have paid services. And the paid services, everything accelerates. And it's I've got the paid service, but don't do that right away. Learn how to use it first and learn about the company of Proton and what kind of people they are and why Swiss laws are better for you and I for our privacy. And it just makes sense. Just take your time. There's no rush. Proton's going to be there tomorrow and the next day. But when you get to the point where you're using it 24/7 and you got a business, they actually have business accounts. It's just I can't say enough good things about Proton. I just think they're just top shelf.
Yeah, and like I say, I've been experimenting with it and sending some tests, emails, and so on and so forth. But I have been very impressed, and I know Doug. So that right now is a password manager. I think it is a good idea, whatever the password manager, to use it. It's certainly helpful. But by all means, we'll stress it again. Each individual account login, keep it unique. Don't use Google. Don't try and tie all those together. That can be an ugly can of worms. 12 minutes now in front of 4 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk, just a few minutes left on the program. Doug Swinhart joining us. Podcasts available online at WCCORadio.com. Doug, let's talk about antivirus. We did get a text about it. What are you recommending at this point in time? If you have
Malwarebytes is always a great standard. If you're looking for a free one, though, I would have to say you're going to want to go with Bitdefender. They're doing a great job. It's low resource, and it will never cost you anything. But at the same time, I think that we should encourage people to live by the honor system. If you're getting a benefit and antivirus is $30-$40 a year, I think we should be paying it.
Yeah. So once again, big fan of Malware Bytes. Bitdefender is a good one. If you have a new Windows machine that you bought in the last year, is Defender generally enough at this point?
I think it is. In fact, here's what I'm kind of picking up on that not a lot of people are talking about, but while that computer's under warranty, if you buy it like from Amazon or what like that, it'll come with a 1 year, 2 year, possibly a 3 year warranty. I'm pretty sure while it's under warranty, Bitdefender's going to be, you're going to have to go out of your way to get a virus on there. You really are. And I think that Microsoft has realized the importance of this, and they've actually dedicated a considerable funds to making sure that it stays current, and they're a front runner today. So, yeah, on a Windows machine, I think you're just fine. I really do.
Yeah, and that is important. What about a Mac? Are you aware of any need for antivirus on a Mac?
You know, with the new chips and the new operating system, I have yet to hear that it's been hacked. They're going all out on this OS. And yes, it does have some caveats. If you buy new software, you're going to have to buy it from Apple, and some of it's not cheap. But that's kind of been the trend with Apple. I don't think it's needed. I truly do not.
And then one other one that did not come up on the program today, and we haven't been on the air in a while, and that is, of course, Prevazor. If you're running a Windows machine, get this program, run this program, Privazer, right, Doug?
They just came out with a new update, and yes, you are correct, Privazer.com, Prevazer. Yeah, they just came out with and it's a substantial upgrade. Now, again, you can download the free version, and if you want to donate, I generally, if I put it on somebody's computer that I'm working on here, I'll just send them $10 myself and encourage the people to check it out a year from now. Most people will actually just turn around and send them $25 a year or something like that. We got to keep these good projects moving forward.
It is.
I can't say enough about Prevazer.
Yeah,
what a package.
All right, we got to run real quick. Phone number and email.
Oh, thank you, Steve. 651-552-9543 and admin, ADMIN, at WCCOTech.com. WCCOTECH.com. 651-552-9543. Thank you, Steve. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, and have a good week, Doug. That is Tech Talk. We have all the news, all the weather. We'll go outdoors with Steve Kearney in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.